Say hello to our next contestants, Emanuela Martin Carrillas and Steph Cronenberg. Steph, you do many things, including making your own furniture.
Well, I'm going to refinish a piece of furniture.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not making it from scratch.
You're not making it from scratch, but you're a refinisher.
I'm going to try.
You're going to try. Oh, this is a new hobby.
I saw some stuff on Pinterest.
All right. Emanuela is visiting us from Philadelphia. She works at a bowling alley. It's pretty cool, right, Steph?
Yeah.
Do you bowl as well, I guess?
Yeah, I'm on the team in the league.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
What's your style? I don't know really how to ask this because I don't know how it works.
But goofy.
Goofy? Goofy? How's your team doing?
We're 6th place out of 8.
I think it's going to get better. Have you ever played Fruit Ninja?
I've never played it, but I've heard of it.
All right. How about you, Steph? Ever played Fruit Ninja?
I have no idea what that is.
All right. Well, if you're a fan of Fruit Ninja, this game is for you.
So not for me.
If you're not, it's going to be just fine, because it's called Produce Samurai. Each clue will include the name of something you might find in a supermarket produce aisle. Could be a fruit, a vegetable, or an herb. And what you have to do is chop the word in 2 pieces, and then you're going to stuff some letters in the middle, and you're going to use that to create a new common 2-word phrase. Ready?
Ready.
Now, let's get an example. That sounds impossible. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
A cherry whizzes by, and after slicing it in 2, you find one of rock and roll's legends standing before you. That would be Chuck Berry. The ch is in Chuck, and the ery is at the end of berry. That's how it works.
This game is going to play long. But it's okay. You can talk it out. So remember, the front end of the original word will be the beginning of the first word, and then the back end completes the second word. How's it going?
Sweaty.
Sweaty? Schwack. You cut a pear into 2 and almost die of acute overload when you see that it's now this animal native to China. Steph.
Panda? Bear?
Yes! A melon flies apart before your sword, replaced by this lethal weapon actor. Steph.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah! After your sword comes down on some nice green kale, in its place is this black and white seafaring sister of Shamu. Emanuela.
Killer whale?
Yeah, killer whale! After splitting some dill clean into 2, out comes this Canadian jazz pianist and singer who married Elvis Costello in 2003. Yep, silence. Elvis Costello, jazz piano player, Canadian, you don't care. All right, puzzle guru John Chinesky, can you give them a hint?
The D-I begins the first name, and the L-L ends the last name.
That's a great hint.
About as much as I can go.
Steph.
Diane Bell?
Oh, close.
Okay.
Close.
It's Diana Krall. But good try. A peach flies by, you swing down and find yourself in a southeastern Florida beachside town. Peach. Yes.
Pebble Beach.
Ooh, interesting.
No, I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Oh, says John Chinesky, puzzle guru, N-O. Steph.
Palm Beach?
Palm Beach is what we were looking for. Nice. Only 9 more. Here we go. You split apart a date, and you get this actor who starred as Deputy Sheriff Dewey Riley in the Scream movies. Yeah, this is what we call a deep cut.
David Arquette.
Emanuela got it. David Arquette. And this is your last clue. Chop, chop, you swing at a fig and you get a way of greeting someone favored by boxers and President Obama that spreads a lot fewer germs than shaking hands. Emanuela.
Fist bump.
fist...
Bumping.
Fist bumping, yes, that is correct. Nice job, both of you. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. How did our contestants do?
We have another tie.
What? Oh, my.
Here's your tiebreaker. With a flourish, you cleave some beans and find yourself with a pair of denim pants. Steph.
Blue jeans?
Blue jeans is right. Congratulations. Stephanie, we'll see you in our final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll talk to our VIP author, Mo Willems, about the secret to making children's books that even adults want to read again and again. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.